This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Backup Quarterback Show, the only podcast that is currently a 12 seed on Joe Lunardi's bracketology for January 2019. My name is Matt Howard, here with the original backup quarterback, Derek Anderson. Derek, say hi.
Hi, guys.
That was Derek Anderson saying hi. Derek, first of all, before we're doing football talk today, playoffs second round start today. Joe Lunardi, we're going back to him. First of all, what a joke of a job he has. First of all, it's not my opinion. It is my opinion. But how does he get paid to do such a ridiculous job that he does a terrible job at?
I think the reason he gets paid so well is because he can easily predict like nearly all 68 teams now that actually get into the bracket.
I think it's 62 teams now.
Well, anyways, but I don't think he can accurately predict what seed each team should be, and that's where he should be removed from his job.
Right, right. He had University of Tennessee beat the number 1 team in the country. They're 15-1 on the season. Really, besides their loss to Kansas, has not even come close to losing a game. Has them as a 2 seed right now. Isn't that a little bit interesting, you think?
That's just mind-blowing to me. A little stat correction. We are currently 13-1. We are playing the Florida Gators today.
The way I see it is
we have quite the good resume, and we have quality wins against Louisville, against Gonzaga. We had an overtime loss against Kansas, and in that game, our best player fouled out with, 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to go. It just shows you we can play toe-to-toe with the best of them, and we're gonna go far this year in the tournament.
Okay, now tell me this. Where does the backup quarterback show, us, Matt Howard and Derek Anderson, backup quarterback show, where do we sit on BPI versus RPI versus strength of schedule? How do we feel about those?
Well, I haven't really looked into it too deep, but I'd say our strength of schedule's...
I mean, in general, for the tournament, they base a lot of judgments off of those three things.
Right.
What does that even mean, though?
It's just computer metrics that are looking at statistics, and they're trying to determine who the best team, quote unquote, best team is. But if you really get down to it and you watch these guys play, you see a championship caliber team in the Tennessee Volunteers.
Grant Williams, Adam Schofield.
Jordan Bone
Let me tell you something. Jordan Bone's looking really good. I know this is a football podcast, and we don't know anything about basketball, but Jordan Bone's looking really, really
Jordan
good.
Jordan Bone's got what you call 4-4 speed.
Right. The Wendy's 4-for-4, a great deal. Thank you, Wendy's, our sponsor for today's episode.
And
thank you, Wendy's.
Shout out to the Predators for getting goals.
Shout out to the Predators for getting 4 goals some games and getting us some Frosties. So right now. Final Four, who you picking? NCAA tournament.
Got to go with Tennessee.
Duke.
I hate to say it, but Virginia's going to bounce back from...
Virginia lost to a 16 seed last year.
I know they did.
We're a football podcast. We don't actually get to have real opinions on this stuff.
And then my last team... I'm not going to go with Michigan because they're getting too hot early. They're normally a team that gets in as a 3 seed and then turns it on come March. This is tough, Matt.
Maybe some Cinderella that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 9 seed UConn with Kevin Ollie.
I have noticed that Virginia Tech's creeping into the top 10. And
interesting. So you have Virginia and Virginia Tech. Virginia, again, lost to the 16 seed last year, has literally no offense at all, and the same exact coach who literally does not know how to coach in March. But Derek Anderson is picking them to go to the Final Four. Interesting analysis by the backup quarterback, Derek Anderson.
This could change come early March, and we'll give you our official picks before the tournament.
The beauty of it is, it's like Joe Lunardi always says, you don't even have to be right. You don't have to be right in your job, because that's what I'm a college student, and what they're teaching me is you don't have to be right. As long as you sound confident in what you're saying, it doesn't matter what you say. You can spew utter garbage and get paid thousands of dollars a year by ESPN to say nothing, just nothing. So That's enough Joe Lunardi bashing. Thank you to our sponsor, Joe Lunardi, for sponsoring this episode.
Can we transition to the NFL?
Yeah, yeah, we're NFL guys.
So I heard this story on ESPN. They were making a big deal about it, and they were saying Cliff Kingsbury has shown a lot of interest in Kyler Murray in the upcoming drafts. He said back in October that he would take him number one overall, and now he is the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and they, in fact, do have the number one overall pick. It was a couple of guys on ESPN were talking about, if you were the Arizona Cardinals, would you trade Josh Rosen for Odell Beckham Jr. and then take Kyler Murray with that number one pick?
Let's go in and emphasize this right now. One of those ESPN guys was not Joe Lunardi.
That's correct.
Joe Lunardi was not a part of this, so you know it's a legitimate source. So, would I trade Josh Rosen for Odell Beckham Jr.? Is that a serious question?
They were legitimately talking about
that. I would do that 1,000,000% of the time. I would trade away Josh Rosen, who has proven to be trash, not going to be good because he's not a good quarterback. Kyler Murray, 5'11", like 180 pounds.
He's not 5'11".
He's built 5'9". He's built to be an NFL quarterback. I look at him, I'm like, man, that's the shape of an NFL quarterback I want. I'm taking Kyler Murray, no doubt in my mind. And if you get Odell just for giving away your stupid quarterback who's garbage anyways, that seems like the best deal of all time.
Think about that team. That would be Kyler Murray at quarterback, David Johnson at running back.
Wait a minute. Does that mean Josh Rosen becomes the quarterback of the New York Football Giants?
That would be correct. Oh, but no. Let me look at this this Cardinals team once again. Kyler Murray, David Johnson, Odell Beckham Jr., and if Larry Fitzgerald comes back for a 16th season.
Oh, Larry's never he's not going anywhere. He'll be back, no doubt.
Well, anyways, that team would have definitely a star-studded offense, and we'll see what they can do with that.
Kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers have a big-time wide receiver, big-time running back, and a quarterback. They do have a quarterback. The Pittsburgh Steelers do have a quarterback. That's my opinion. Let's go in.
Well, speaking of the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell, sources tell me that he's very heavily eyeing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Can you name one source right now for the audience? Who's one of these sources?
Joe Lunardi.
Joe Lunardi is one of our sources. Thank you, Joe Lunardi. Okay, so if Joe Lunardi said it, it has to have some validity to it. So I can get on board for that. Le'Veon Bell's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You heard it here first on the Backup Quarterback Show, sponsored by Anchor. Yeah, so it is literally 3 hours before the game starts, and we're about to do this. We're doing the podcast right now. First game of the day, Colts versus Chiefs. I've always noticed that they do the AFC game earlier in the day almost consistently come playoff time.
I think there is a set schedule to it.
Seems like it's some NFC bias, getting the primetime games every single time. Colts versus Chiefs. What are you feeling about Colts versus Chiefs?
Well, I've noticed that a lot of the quote-unquote experts are really riding the Colts bandwagon. They're quite a hot team right now. They're playing great football. But I can't look away from what the Chiefs have done this year. Patrick Mahomes has been unreal. They've got two of the best weapons in the league on their offense, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And despite their defense being below average, I think they can find a way to get to the quarterback with Chris Jones and force some turnovers.
Now, tell me this. Cliff Kingsbury, he coached Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
So that's correct, Matt.
So that's very interesting. And let's go back to these trade talks. Would you trade Josh Rosen for Patrick Mahomes straight up?
Well, I get Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, you get Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I would definitely do that.
Interesting,
yes.
Interesting choice. I think I might agree with you on that. So as for me, this is how I feel about it. The Indianapolis Colts beat the Tennessee Titans to get into the playoffs. They beat someone last week. No doubt about that. I don't remember who it was, but they beat someone. the Texans. They beat the Texans last week, my Super Bowl pick. So the way I had to see it, by transitive property of addition, I had to go with the Colts.
Okay.
Because they beat my Super Bowl pick. Also, the Chiefs are too flashy. Chiefs are way too flashy for the playoffs. I don't like that. I like my quarterbacks just throwing dots. That's all I care about, is just throwing dots and being smart about it. Patrick Mahomes, what, had 50 touchdowns and, like, what, 20 interceptions or something crazy?
Like, maybe 10.
Maybe 10 interceptions. We don't know on the backup quarterback show. But it was too reckless for me. I didn't like that. And with the snow, there's snow in Kansas City today. It's going to be cold. We don't even know if Patrick Mahomes likes snow. We've never seen him play in snow before. He's from Texas Tech. There's not much snow in Texas. So that's why I'm going with the Indianapolis Football Colts.
Straight up, Matt?
Straight up. Straight up. Oh, I only do straight up. I don't care about lines. I don't even know what the lines mean.
Okay. Well, for those of you that care, the line is currently at 5 points for the Chiefs. It was originally 5.5 points earlier in the week. For that reason, or for a couple of reasons, I'm going to pick the Chiefs because I think this offense is one of the best we've ever seen. And if we're looking at who these teams have played this year and who they've lost to, the Colts have lost to the New York Jets this year.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying is the Chiefs have lost to the Rams, and the Rams are still in the playoffs, which means the Rams can beat the Chiefs again. We don't know what the Colts are going to do with the Rams because they haven't played each other.
That's true, Matt, but we'll see. We'll see how this one turns out. Matt's on the Colts. I'm on the Chiefs today. We're pretty split at the backup quarterback show. Let's move on
underdog pick number one. Just keep that in mind, audience. Let's go to the next game. Cowboys versus Rams, 8:15 on Fox. The Lars are a 7.0 point favorite.
The Lars?
Yeah, the Lars is what Vegas is betting on the Lar to win by 7 points. What do you feel about this one? Rams, Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff. Jared Goff out of the University of California?
That is correct.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Where's Dak from?
Mississippi State.
Good job. Well, I see this game going one of two ways. The Cowboys defense is going to show up and play lights out like they did against the Saints earlier in the year and try to mitigate such a high-powered offense. But now that Todd Gurley is back and they've got that offense clicking, I think Jared Goff could get it rolling. So I could see this game ending in the mid-20s for both teams. But I don't know. I just have a feeling for the Cowboys. They're going to have a lot of fans out in Los Angeles today. And wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys won this game.
So, the Cowboys, out of Dallas.
That's correct.
Playing in Los Angeles. I'm going with the Cowboys. And there's a few reasons why. I think the Rams are too flashy. I don't know much about Jared Goff other than he went to Cal Berkeley. Cal Berkeley. The Golden Bears. So for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going with the Cowboys. The Cowboys, for another reason, if I have another reason to give, the Cowboys beat the Saints. And the Saints have a better offense than the Rams, in my opinion. Drew Brees out of Mississippi?
Purdue.
Drew Brees out of Purdue. Good quarterback. He's proven himself a couple of times. Proven to be a good quarterback. And he only put up, what, like 8 points on 11? It was like some weird number.
I think it was like 10-13 final.
Yeah, it was something silly like that. So this makes me believe the Cowboys, the underdogs, have a great shot at beating these Los Angeles Football Rams, who I haven't seen much out of as of late. And that's just my professional opinion. We are professionally paid on the backup quarterback show. So what's your wallpaper, by the way? Your wallpaper is our fantasy football trophy.
That's correct. For those of you that didn't know, I won our fantasy football league for the second time in 5 years. And
what I like to think about this is you haven't made the playoffs since you last won the championship.
Well, yeah, I'm like the Giants. When I get there, I make a run and I capitalize.
So you're saying you are the Eli Manning of fantasy football. Completely overrated and got to stick around much longer than you should have.
That's a good comparison, but Eli Manning's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback someday. So
in what sport?
The NFL.
Interesting. Eli Manning probably should have gone to UT. He went to Ole Miss.
Yes, that is correct.
And Archie Manning went to Southern Miss?
He went to Ole Miss as well, Matt. That's why they were mad when Peyton did not go to
Ole
Miss.
Peyton was the one out.
Yeah.
Michael Orr went to Ole Miss.
Yes.
Blindside. Sandra Bullock. That's pretty wild. Sandra Bullock. Where'd she go to school?
Not sure.
Probably like some like acting school in New York, if I had to guess.
That'd be a good guess.
Are we both taking the Cowboys?
I think we are both taking the Cowboys.
Over the Los Angeles Rams, which is pretty phenomenal stuff. look at this again. Tomorrow, the AFC plays for us again. That's very interesting. And the Patriots versus the Chargers. Patriots versus the Chargers. What does that mean to you?
It means the end of the Patriots dynasty. It's coming to an end.
It's the end of the Patriots dynasty? Are you... Is that what... Am I hearing this correctly? Derek Anderson is saying it's the...
It's the end of the Patriots dynasty.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. It's the end of the Patriots dynasty. Why is it the end of the Patriots dynasty? Tom Brady's 41 has 5 rings.
That is correct.
There's dots all over the field.
But Phillip Rivers is playing at the top of his game right now. They have one of the best teams in all of football. I don't see a hole in their entire team. They're loaded at every position. And I think there's going to be some young players for the Chargers. They're going to step up and make some big plays this week.
Okay, Nate, let's name one young player from the Chargers.
Derwin James.
Derwin James out of Florida State?
That is correct, Matt.
No way.
I was surprised you actually knew that.
No way. That was an actual guess. Phillip Rivers out of New Mexico State?
North Carolina State.
I never knew that. You learn. That's the beauty of the Backup Quarterback Show. You're learning something new every day on this show. We also only make one episode like every month, so you know, you had to listen to the episode like once a day for a month to learn something new every day. But that's what you get on the Backup Quarterback Show, sponsored by Anchor. Thank you, Anchor. I'm going with the Patriots.
Okay.
I'm going with
the
Patriots.
Why is that, Matt?
I don't know. The Patriots know how to win. Tom Brady is 41 has 5 rings. That's phenomenal. Tom Brady is 41 and has 5 rings.
The Patriots also lost to 5 non-playoff teams this year.
Exactly. They only lost to non-playoff teams, which means they beat a lot of playoff teams. Who cares if you lose to a non-playoff team? Because they might have figured you out, but they're not in the playoffs, so it doesn't matter. They lost to the Dolphins. Who cares? The Dolphins aren't in the playoffs. The Dolphins aren't going to beat them in the playoffs. The Chargers, did they beat the Chargers? Did they play the Chargers this year?
They didn't play this year.
So they don't know. They don't know yet.
Well, we'll find out come 1 o'clock.
Bill Belichick out of South Alabama?
I don't know where Bill Belichick
went to
school.
It doesn't matter. He's a football genius. Tom Brady's 41, has 5 rings.
Okay, could we get a score prediction on that one, Matt?
1 second. Thank you for bringing up score prediction. We were in a bowl mania group this year. And the tiebreaker for the group was who you think is going to win the national championship and how many points will be like total scored between both teams in the national championship. I said Clemson and 59 points. Clemson and Alabama scored 60 points. I was 1 point off from a perfect prediction. And that's why I'm...
The master of Scoregami.
The master. Scoregami. We're officially sponsored by Scoregami. They don't pay us, but we pay them just to say their name because we love Scoregami on the Backup Quarterback Show almost as much as we love who do we love? The city of Gainesville. Thank you to the city of Gainesville for sponsoring us too. You're trash, and we know you think we're trash too. Tennessee and Florida plays tonight. Who's winning that game?
I'm gonna take the Vols by 9.
I'm taking the Vols by 18.
Wow. Well, we're both on the Vols tonight. I think we're 2.5-point favorites.
That's why the Patriots are going to win the game tonight, too. Or tomorrow.
Well, what's your score prediction, Matt?
17-13.
Very low-scoring game, but
yeah. Well, sometimes.
I guess it'll get it done.
With Bill Belichick, you never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
That's why he's the greatest.
All right, let's move on to the last game. Definitely one of the... All these games are great. Great this weekend, but this Eagles Saints game is gonna be a great one.
Now, tell me this: I don't know anything about the Eagles or the Saints. Who do you have winning?
I have the Saints winning, but Nick Foles, he turns into Joe Flacco when he gets into the playoffs, and he finds a way to get it done. But this Saints team is the best team in the NFL this year.
That's a very interesting comparison.
Yeah, you know,
Joe Flacco's had like one good playoff run.
Joe Flacco is the third most active winning quarterback in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, but who's he going up against? All the good quarterbacks just retired.
I don't know. But anyways, these guys like Nick Foles, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, they find a way to turn it on in the playoffs. But Drew Brees is having arguably his best season. He's probably going to end up as the runner-up for the MVP this year behind Patrick Mahomes. And
that's pretty embarrassing for Drew Brees, listening to like a, what, a 22-year-old kid, and he's 38, has one ring. That's pretty embarrassing.
But anyways, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, star-studded offense. This is going to be a good game.
I do have one question. Are you taller than Kyler Murray?
I think I'm probably about the same height as Kyler Murray.
That's interesting. So you're saying Kyler Murray is 5'6"?
No, Kyler Murray's about 5'8", 5'9".
Interesting stuff there. For that reason alone, I'm going with the Saints also. Because from what I hear, the Eagles' secondary is trash. Is that true?
That's correct. The only remaining starter from the beginning of the season is Malcolm Jenkins. The rest of their secondary has been decimated with injuries. And Michael Thomas is an all-pro this year, and he's going to be shredding them up.
Now, tell me this. This is a little fantasy question for you. What's the deal with Alvin Kamara and the other one?
Mark Ingram?
Yeah, that one. Mark Ingram out of Alabama. What's the deal with them? Like, Alvin Kamara is clearly the better back. He's consistently better. Every time he touches the ball, it turns to gold. But they give the ball to Mark Ingram almost as much as they give it to Alvin. So what's the deal with that?
I think they just want to limit Alvin's carries because they don't want to beat the other team too badly.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I think you got to give Mark Ingram a couple carries so he just gets like 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, and it really keeps the game interesting.
It's funny you say that because that's literally what he does. He literally just gets about 2 yards every time he touches the ball, but they give it to him so much.
Yeah, I think one of the most recent games, Alvin got 4 carries for, I think, 20 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's just ridiculous stuff. It's ridiculous
stuff. He just finds a way to score.
He's half the size as Mark Ingram is, but he's 10 times a better red zone running back. Alvin Kamara does not go down in the red zone. It's almost... I don't even know what it is. And that's my professional opinion. I don't know what it is.
I think he's the closest thing we've seen to Walter Payton.
Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Kyle Rudolph this year.
Is that because he's leading in votes right now?
That's probably it. But in my professional opinion, I would give it to Chris Long this year. But I love to see what both these guys are doing this year. Who would you give it to,
Matt? I saw Robbie Gould is up for it.
Yeah, I think he's second right now in the voting.
I'll give it to Robbie Gould then. I like Robbie Gould.
Yeah, a bunch of great guys up for it this year. Love to see what these guys are doing off the field in the NFL. And do you have anything else to add, Matt?
Here's what I'm feeling. Back to the playoffs. Wait, I lied. I'm taking the Eagles.
Really?
I don't know why I am, but I'm doing it. Probably because Nick Foles. I love Nick Foles. I'm taking the Eagles. I'm cheering for the Saints, but I think the Eagles are going to win. So let's count it up. Only one overdog is making it to the what's the next level? The conference championship?
Conference championship.
Only one of them, the Patriots. And that's because the Patriots know
Matt's
how to win.
So
the Patriots know how to win. Eagles know how to win.
So just to recap, Matt, you have the...
Colts. Cowboys. Eagles. Patriots.
Okay, and then I have the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Chargers, and the Saints.
And Joe Lenardi somehow has the Titans. So who knows what he's thinking of right now. That's where we're at. If you had to pick right now who's winning the Super Bowl.
I'm still sticking with my Saints-Chargers Super Bowl prediction, and the Saints taking it.
If you could have any quarterback currently still in the playoffs to take your team to the Super Bowl, who do you pick?
Ooh.
Let's name each quarterback. We have Dak Prescott.
Jared Goff.
Patrick Mahomes.
Andrew Luck.
Tom Brady. 5 rings, 41.
Phillip Rivers.
Drew Brees.
And Nick Foles.
So who are you picking out of those 8?
At the current moment?
At the current state.
I would take Drew Brees.
You take Drew Brees. Why would you do that? Drew Brees hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2009.
I know, but he's had his best year since then, and he's really commanding that offense in the best way possible.
Now, okay, I can respect that. I would pick Tom Brady. He's 41, has 5 rings.
All right, we'll see how that one plays out.
No, I take that. I know. I changed my mind. I don't like Tom Brady. I'll take Drew Brees too, even though he's gonna lose to Nick Foles. I think that's where we're at right now. I'm gonna have Patriots versus Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Seattle's
been knocked out by the Cowboys. So I'm taking Patriots Cowboys. No, Patriots. Patriots, Eagles again. Patriots, Eagles.
Imagine
again.
That. A Patriots, Cowboys Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. It's going to be Patriots and Eagles again. And the Patriots are going to win it this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still sticking with my Saints Chargers, and we'll see how that ends up.
You've been sticking with that the whole season. That was your first. That was your actual guess, like in August.
Yep. We'll see how it pays off.
That's some good stuff there, Derek. So just to wrap up, big day of sports, I think.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty big.
Yeah, and then tomorrow's even bigger because the Nashville Predators play against the Hurricanes in a regular season game. Yeah, so that's gonna be pretty.
That's
big.
That's huge. I'm excited for that. The Predators 4-2 in that one.
I'm a huge Predators fan. I'd die for that team, but I think they're going to lose to the Canes. Because the Hurricanes always beat us for some reason, even though the Hurricanes are trash.
Well, I think one big contributing factor to this game is the Preds are coming off 2 days rest coming into this game, so I think that could aid to their way.
That is a good point. It would be nice to have UC Saros healthy, but we're a little bit iffy on him, so Peckham might have to play a fifth game in a row, which isn't ideal, especially on a road trip, but... You know, that's what we're all about.
Are we 3-0-2 on this road trip?
Yeah, so far 3-0-2, which, I mean, we'll take it, especially after how awful our December was. Happy to have Philip Forsberg back. Happy to have you back, Derek, on the backup quarterback show.
Speaking of Philip Forsberg, let's flash back to that overtime goal he had the other night.
Oh, that was pretty nice. Second goal of the game,
a little top shelf, and then he hopped over.
A little top cheddar, little jump. Man, that's some good stuff right there. Philip Forsberg, the best in the league. Hopefully you all voted for him to go to the All-Star game, last man in. You probably didn't because no one really knows about that. But I voted 9 times out of 10. I missed the last day because of school. So if Philip Forsberg misses by one vote, that's on me. That really is on me. But, yeah, I think that wraps up everything. We're sitting at 26 minutes and 47 seconds, which is right in the money spot for us. Not too long, not too short. The mama bear? Baby bear. Which one has the good porridge in the three bears? Goldilocks. So, Papa Bear's was just too hot. No, yeah. Which doesn't make any sense. I feel like the smaller bowls would be more hot because of how, heat spreads. So Papa Bear's was too hot. Baby Bear's was too cold? Is Mama Bear's just right?
I think Baby Bear's was just right. I'm not sure. I haven't heard this one in,
Doesn't make sense.
18 years or so.
That doesn't make any sense why it would be baby. The whole thing doesn't really make sense. Why was Goldilocks in a bear's house?
I don't know. But anyways, we're excited for the that's a great good question. Sports weekend.
Good sports weekend.
Let us know in a review if you know what.
Yeah, tweet us at Matt Howard 222 and at Air Bear Day, AIRBEARDAY. And let us know what you think of Goldilocks and Three Bears and whose porridge was just right. And why do bears live in houses now? That's another good question. Be sure to tweet those answers to us. That's our show. My name's Matt Howard.
My name's Derek Anderson.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.